بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من نجاه؟ قال: أمسك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك. This is a very very appropriate hadith. Many of our seniors ulama are talking about this in different ways and very relevant. So we will read this hadith and we can think about it the whole day and how we can apply it to our lives. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu says, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man naja, what is salvation? How can I protect myself and secure my jannat and ensure that I have a safe passage from this world to the akhirat? And this is a time of fitna, so this is a very appropriate question that was asked. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained three things: to acquire salvation together with iman, Islam, salah, ibadat, everything else, there are three things we must pay special attention to. Number one, amsik alayka lisanak, hold your tongue. Control your tongue. One is from sins, different types of sins, speaking lies, engaging in ghibat. And also when there are certain discussions taking place and it is beyond us, we should not engage in those discussions. One is a formal discussion between people, and one is a discussion on a group, on a WhatsApp group, for example, on social media. So there also, a person can engage in ghibat, one can fall, one can speak against great, great ulama, give his opinion, because everybody is giving their opinion, so he can add his opinion there, and in doing so, then he has angered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has said something against Allah ta'ala's friend, for example. It's so easy. So hold back your tongue, hold your tongue, control your tongue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about what actions will cause a person to land in the fire of Jahannam the most. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the mouth and the private parts, meaning the tongue, this tongue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, whoever guarantees me two things, I guarantee him Jannat. What is between the jaws and what is between the legs, the tongue and the private parts. Jirmuhu saghirun wa jurmuhu kabirun. Very small. It is a very small organ, but it can cause mass destruction. It's a weapon of mass destruction, can create war. They say every day the limbs, they plead with the tongue. They say to the tongue, please, if you have to open your mouth and say something wrong, then you will be safe because you are guarded by 32 teeth, but we will catch the hiding and the abuse for what you say. This tongue, the utterance of a few words, a person can perform his nikah, a home can be made, and also in anger or whatever situation, with the utterance of a few words, the home can break and person's marriage breaks down. He can utter the words of divorce, sometimes three divorces, and he can't get back to that wife now. So, amsik alika lisanak, hold your tongue. The need of the time is to control ourselves. Think very carefully what we say. And teach our children also to control their tongues. Because sometimes they hurt the heart of the mother and saying a few words. Or sometimes we are tested with them and we say some things and it's a time of acceptance. And so that dua we uttered at that moment of time, that bad dua, that curse, and it lands on the child. And then the rest of our lives, we are regretting what has happened. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah has mentioned this. So this is a very, very vast topic on controlling the tongue. The second thing is, wal yasa'ka baytuk, and let your homes be spacious for you. Stick to your homes to save yourself from fitna. The few pages before this speak about the same similar thing. Time is coming where a person will have to go and stay in seclusion on a mountain or stay in a valley, stay with his goats, his animals, away from people to protect himself from sin and fitna. Our elders are saying that in this day and age, stick to your home as much as possible. The more a person goes out, the more he'll be exposed to fitna. People, especially men, the fitna of women and what catches the eye. So a person goes to a shopping mall, then obviously they are dressed to kill there. They're coming there made up. So it's going to affect a person's heart, a person's mind. Then he's going to want to go on the phone, etc., on the internet and look at haram. So this is a time of fitna. People have lost the jewel of modesty and haya. So women are very, very casual, very, very sweet in their approach. And this can affect a person's marriage, can affect a person's salah. Everything will be affected. The fitna of women, find it all over. Music and what other evils are readily available. Drug shops have become very common now, cannabis shops. In Islam, it can never be permissible. What is haram, even if the whole world says permissible. So this has become common, glorified with the beautiful lights and attractive. People are going in there. So these things have become rife. And especially at the time of added fitna. Now, for example, tomorrow they say Black Friday. And then after that, holidays coming. So these areas like the beachfront, and the shopping malls, these becomes now, they become the real hubs of shaitan. And shaitan is doing his work in these areas. Our elders are saying, we want to go and stay in certain hotels, resorts and places. They say every place, resort has an athar. It has an effect. Today, people are gay and lesbian. Let's speak openly. They are using the same rooms that we are going and staying in to do the haram work. People are watching pornography in these places. They're drinking alcohol there. Sometimes it's spilling on the floor. Studies have been done that some places are not washing their bedding properly. And who's going to care to wash the carpets? And now we're going there, we're sitting there, we're reading salah there. Definitely the darkness and that athar is there. We're sleeping with our families on that same bed where these people are doing all these haram acts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba in one place where Allah Ta'ala's adab had come, that you all should throw away the water that you all collected. If you all made any dough or food, throw that away. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asra' as-sayr, he rushed through that place. And he said, when you come to places like this where Allah's adab came, then you should pass them in a state that you are crying out of fear that Allah Ta'ala's adab should afflict you. Now these people are doing all these haram activities in those places, and we go there and would joy and happiness, we want to stay there and enjoy all those things. So this is a time, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ, where a person as far as possible stick to his home. Our Hazrat Mufti Sahib said, don't even go to the big shopping malls. If you can get your work done, even if it's a few rands more, why one tuck shop, then go to the tuck shop rather where there's less fitna than going to this place where it is glorified and glamorous zina dens. Glorified and glamorous zina dens, where the person's heart is naturally affected. Who can say that he is going to these big places and his heart is not affected? Now the Jamiatul Ulama has taken out some posters on gambling, and they're going to be having a national talk on gambling. They say this has become so rife. Gambling has destroyed so many families. Why will a person gamble? Because a person wants a certain lifestyle. They're not happy with that lifestyle they have. So they have a false hope that I am very quickly. So the athar of all these things, people are going to casinos saying we're going just for fun. Wild Coast, here and there, Sun Coast, Wild Coast, whatever coast. They're going there to become rich or to have fun. So وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُ, stick to your house. لَا خَطِيَاتِكَ, cry over your sins. This is a time where the entire ummah should get together and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over our sins, and then Allah ta'ala's help will come, and we will see inshallah that the conditions that the Muslims are finding themselves in, inshallah, we hope that those conditions will also change, and in our personal lives also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the conditions. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.